This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
Tuesday, and that means you are listening to Megan Barth. I always fill in this time for Wayne, 3 to 4 every Tuesday. That's on the Pacific Coast, 6 to 7 on the East Coast. This is Megan Barth of ReaganBabe.com. You can check out my work there. You can tweet me at ReaganBabe. You can send me an email, ReaganBabe@ProtonMail.com. You can also follow me on Instagram if you'd like, same handle, at ReaganBabe. I'd love to hear from you. We're going to kick off today's show. There's a lot going on in the news. We've got Netanyahu facing either re-election or ouster. So if there's any breaking news on the Israel elections, I'll make sure and plug you in to that breaking news. But on the heels of the latest judicial tyranny, we are now again under the Ninth Circuit's ruling that another federal judge in the Ninth Circuit blocks Trump's policy of having asylum applicants wait in Mexico until they get a ruling. Now, this again is going to appease the open border Democrats, because the Democrats didn't want a wall and they certainly don't want a border. We know that from their very own words. Beto, otherwise known as Robert Francis O'Rourke, the Irishman from Texas, wants to tear down the wall in El Paso in his district. Julian Castro, another candidate on the DNC ticket for president, wants to remove criminal charges or not view illegal immigration as a criminal act. So he wants to decriminalize illegal aliens. So how do you think that's going to work for the invasion? We've got some latest numbers that were given by Border Patrol official. Shocking statistics on the variety of nationalities of illegals crossing our borders. And no, this is not a manufactured crisis, as we were told for months by the Democrats and the talking heads. Finally, Jeh Johnson came out and said, well, no, it is a crisis. And Jeh Johnson was under Barack Obama. And so as soon as he said it was a crisis, like I said last week, okay, great. Now we all can agree it's a crisis. So what the hell are we going to do about it? And here we are a week later and nothing has been done about it. And President Trump backed off the threat of closing the border. He's going to give the third world country to our south, the narco state, Mexico, another year. It's pretty generous. But let's look at what this Border Patrol official says and what the shocking statistics are. The Rio Grande Valley Sector Chief, Patrol Agent Rodolfo Karish, I believe, is a bit of an expert. At a Senate Homeland Security Committee hearing on Tuesday, Karish dropped a ton of data and statistics, but none was more eye-popping than this. Karish said that in his sector alone, border agents, now this is just his sector alone. What is his sector? Rio Grande Valley sector. In his sector alone, border agents have captured people trying to enter the country illegally from more than 50 different countries, including Turkey, China, Bangladesh, Egypt, and Romania. People are traveling across hemispheres to attempt to illegally enter the U.S. using the same pathways as the Central Americans. So what does this tell you? The word's getting out. Forget about going to America, trying to achieve the American dream legally, break through their borders, because you know that the Democrats will protect you. You can go to California, you can go to Nevada, you can go to parts of Texas, you can go to Chicago, you can go to New York, and you won't have to worry about it because the Democrats will protect criminal behavior. Why even have any laws anymore? Why even follow the law? If you can pick and choose what law you want to follow, then why even be a nation of laws? We don't need a border. If anybody can come in at any time for any reason, then why not? Why have laws? The Democrats certainly pick and choose which laws they want to follow, specifically the espionage law. While Democrats claim President Trump is making up a fake crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border, and some presidential candidates like former Texas Robert O'Rourke want to do away with all border barriers, Karras says the influx of illegals is reaching epic proportions. Much media attention has focused on caravans coming across from Central America, but the fact is, Karras said, that RGV, Rio Grande Valley, is receiving caravan equivalent numbers every 7 days. Karras noted that the Border Patrol has apprehended more families illegally crossing the border in the first 5 months of fiscal 2019 than during all of fiscal 2018. So in the first quarter, we're blowing all records for illegal aliens. Customs and Border Protection apprehended more than 76,000 migrants across the border in February. 76,000 illegal aliens, they aren't migrants, illegal aliens, across the border in February, and said it was on track to apprehend more than 100,000 in March. So that's 200,000 illegal invaders that we will apprehend and more than likely be dumped on any one of our streets across this country. In the Rio Grande Valley alone, Karras said that at a current pace, they would have more than 260,000 apprehensions in his sector by the end of fiscal 2019. Now, again, that's just his sector. And that's just how many illegal aliens he's caught. And the question still remains, as it did last week, how many haven't we caught? And I'm going to continue talking about illegal immigration because this should be the primary issue in the 2020 campaign. Because the Democrats purposely want to conflate issues in order to confuse the issues and also in order to create fear amongst the brown people. Democrats want people to believe that Republicans are racist. Well, I will remind you that illegal immigration is not a race, it's a crime, and it should be punished accordingly. But again, we're obviously not a nation of laws if the judge in the Ninth Circus in California can overrule the commander-in-chief. And we are going to remake the Ninth Circus. Yes, we are. That's coming. The Democrats are going to have a hard time judge shopping because we're going to have, I think, 142 federal judicial appointments. And that is driving the left more insane. And I'm just going to pop the corn and watch. So we got 260,000 in the Rio Grande, and on average, he also said that his agents apprehend on average 1,000 people a day. And I think you probably heard when Christian Nielsen resigned or was forced out, whatever the real story was, she's going to be replaced with someone perhaps tougher. But again, the question is, what can you really do when you got your hands tied behind your back by judicial tyranny out of California? And where is President Trump with executive orders? You know, it was Barack Obama who basically created immigration law to allow DACA. DACA. Where are his executive actions? I'd like to see some from this president. And there will probably be some people that will disagree with me, but that's okay. We can agree to disagree. But you heard Christian Nielsen basically from Hillary Clinton and Jeffrey Toobin and all of the left-wing communists and talking heads on the press basically said, well, you know, she did put children in cages. You know, she's going to go down. She's going to be known as putting children in cages. Well, Donald Trump finally responds. Cages for child migrants were built by President Obama's administration. Take that, Democrats. I never heard Kamala Harris wringing her hands and screaming about children in cages when Barack Obama was doing it. And if it wasn't for, I believe it was Town Hall and Breitbart, we never would have known that those pictures that the press was publishing about the children in cages, you remember those pictures, when it was found out that children were being detained in fenced in areas and, of course, referred to as cages, and those pictures were attributed to the Trump administration, that was propaganda and that was a lie. Those pictures were from 2012, but it doesn't matter. The press isn't there to tell you the truth. It's not there to instill knowledge. It's simply a propaganda arm of the Democrat network of criminals, the DNC. So Donald Trump says they're coming like it's a picnic because let's go to Disneyland. Trump said, expressing his frustration with the ongoing struggle to secure our border. Trump told reporters he was not looking to reinstate the child separation policy, despite reports from the White House suggesting that he would do so, although he admitted that it was effective. When you don't do it, it brings a lot more people to the border. We are not looking to do it. Why not? Why aren't you looking to do it? If it's going to curb the amount, what, 200,000? In the Rio Grande sector in just two months, I say build more cages. The president commented on the news during a White House visit with the Egyptian president, so that was this afternoon. Take a look. The press knows it. You know it. We all know it, Trump said, referring to pictures in the media. Those cages that were shown, I think they were very inappropriate. They were built by President Obama's administration, not by Trump. I'm the one that stopped it. President Obama had child separation. Trump said he was not pleased by the judicial obstruction of his agenda, trying to stop the flood of illegal immigrants and migrants crossing into the United States, as well as Democrats obstructing his reforms. They don't want to fix it, he said. They don't want to fix it. The Democrats don't want to fix it because this is the fundamental transformation that Barack Obama promised us in 2008. Remember, before he was elected, he said, we are 5 days away from the fundamental transformation of the United States of America. Well, this is it, folks. Illegal immigration is the fundamental transformation, and it's coming to a community near you by the tens of thousands. Don't go anywhere. This is Megan Barth with ReaganBabe.com. Wayne Allen Root will join me later this hour. We'll take this break, and we'll be right back.
Allen Root for Tangible Investments. Tangible CEO has been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, and featured in Fortune magazine. He's been warning about a volatile and unpredictable stock market for months. The Dow is down 4,000 points since the peak. The Russell 2000 down more than 20%. In 2008, the market fell 55%, more than half your net worth wiped out. You need asset protection now. If you're a qualified client who has ever bought gold or silver before, and you have the receipt to prove it, Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American Gold Eagle with a retail value of $199. Tangible will prove after you deal with Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and could show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000 and go for your free $199 coin.
Liberty Mutual Insurance knows you're focusing on the road right now, so we'll just describe our newspaper print ad to you. It's a tiny square that's colored a newspaper shade of gray that has you thinking yellow. As the words read, Liberty Mutual customizes your insurance so you only pay for what you need. Now that's the kind of print ad that'll make you glad you still read newspapers.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
Pros know doing it right means having what you need for any job on hand. So you're spending more time on the job site than away from it. Lowe's does it right by stocking job lot quantities of lumber, fencing, and decking. And at the right prices. Get volume savings on your next job at the Pro Desk and save time by ordering at lowsforpros.com. Have your order delivered or pick up in store. Our dedicated Pro Loaders will load you up and get you back to the job site where you belong. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. See Pro Desk for details. U.S. only.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because War sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
War now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Let me mention Fordham Resources. They are the sponsor of this show. They're also the main title sponsor of my national radio show on USA Radio. By the way, you can find us anytime at usaradio.com. If it's not on an affiliate, radio affiliate near you, you should ask your local conservative station to get the Wayne Allyn Root Show. But in the meantime, Fordham Resources is the sponsor. They make this show possible. I wanted to thank them. They are an all-American story. I'm an all-American guy. I'm a capitalist evangelist. I love great all-American stories. Fordham Resources, publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fordham is led by the chairman and CEO, Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man, one of the great stories in the history of Wall Street. He built Ultra Petroleum, his last company, from a 15-cent a share stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder values, and Fordham is his new baby. So go to FordhamResources.com to find out more. Fordham, F-O-R-T-M, FordhamResources.com. Their ticker symbol is FTMR, publicly traded on two global exchanges and in the U.S., ticker symbol FTMR. The website, once again, FordhamResources.com.
Thank you, Wayne, and thank you for staying tuned to the Wayne Allyn Root Show. This is Megan Barth of ReaganBabe.com. I take over for Wayne on this mic every Tuesday from 3 to 4 Pacific Time, 6 to 7 Eastern Time, and don't ask me what time that is in Hawaii. But we're all over the nation, and I appreciate having this microphone. As I always say, this is my blowtorch of truth, and I always like to drop statistics, because statistics and numbers don't lie. Democrats lie, just like they told us for 6 months. It's a manufactured crisis. The border really isn't in crisis. It's just a manufactured crisis. Well, now we know it's a crisis. And according to a Border Patrol agent, it's not only Central American countries, Honduras, Guatemala, El Salvador. We're looking at illegal immigration and illegal immigrants coming from Turkey, China, Bangladesh, Egypt, and Romania. So I have to ask you, what do you think this is doing to our school systems? What do you think this is doing to our health systems?
illegal immigration. Well, I wrote a piece, and I briefly touched on it last week, but now I have to correct myself because I was wrong. Last week I said that 86 different languages were spoken in the Nashville School District. I was wrong by about 40. There are 120 languages spoken in the Nashville Metro School System alone. It's quite costly. Now, I wrote this piece called The Viral and Deadly Diseases of Illegal and Legal Immigration, and I wrote it back in, it's nearly 3 years ago, June 2nd of 2016. You can find this at ReaganBabe.com. Just type in Viral and Deadly Diseases, ReaganBabe, and you will find it. Here's a couple bits from this piece that still have withstood, unfortunately, the test of time. So as I say, according to the Tennessean, over 120 languages are spoken in the Nashville Metro School System. One-third of the 85,000 student population does not speak English as their first language. And of those students, half require special services. Wonder what those special services cost? The majority of Nashville students learning English speak Spanish at home, and Arabic speakers comprise the second largest group. So Spanish number one, Arabic number two. Additional data shows the number of Metro students requiring special services to learn English has dramatically risen from 8,700 in the 2011-12 school year to 12,300 in 2015 and 16. Now, I wonder what the 18-19 school year is going to look like. If there was a spike in just a couple years of that person nearly doubling, really, of non-English speaking students in Nashville, I'm sure that they have twice as many now. Isn't it great? Isn't diversity great? Isn't multiculturalism great? But Obama, believe it or not, I actually agree with Obama on something. Barack Obama says you can't label everyone disturbed by immigration as racist. Well, thank you, because illegal immigration isn't a race. But let me tell you what the spy in chief, the divider in chief, said. Should we want to encourage newcomers to learn the language of the country they are moving to? Of course. Obama said, oh, well, thank you. Since English is the international language of business, it would probably behoove any immigrant to learn English if they would like to climb the economic ladder of success in the business world. But we'll get back to my piece right after this break. Again, that is The Viral and Deadly Diseases of Illegal and Legal Immigration, because not only do we have a measles outbreak in New York, but we also have tuberculosis outbreaks. Isn't it fun? Multiculturalism, diversity, open borders. We'll be right back after this break. Megan Barth with ReaganBabe.com. You don't want to go anywhere. We'll get back to that. And then, of course, Wayne will be joining me in the fourth segment of this hour. And then he'll take over his show at the 4 o'clock, 7 o'clock hour. We'll be right back.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
We have the worst laws of any country anywhere in the world. If you got rid of catch and release, chain migration, visa lottery,
President Trump speaking at the White House on Tuesday. The president also says he's doing what he can to stop illegal immigration. On Capitol Hill on Tuesday, House Democrats are going after Attorney General William Barr over his decision to join a lawsuit against the Affordable Care Act.
And the president's made clear that he wants a strong health care legislation, and he wants to protect pre-existing conditions in the event that the court accepts the legal arguments that we've presented.
Worries about it so much so that you're pursuing a case that would take it away from them.
Well,
the irony of that is rich.
Florida Democratic Congressman Charlie Crist responding to Barr there. Democrats point out that striking down Obamacare would cause tens of millions of people to lose their insurance. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design, right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Drive
broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas. This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the Warrior.
It's interesting because I was just sucking on my Colonial Silver lozenges, and it just so happens it's time for an ad for Colonial Silver lozenges because my voice is starting to go out a little bit because I do so much talking all day. Oh, it's unbelievable how much talking I do before the show ever starts. And then, of course, I do the show and I start yelling and ranting about all the crazy things going on in the world, and my voice starts to go, but it's always saved. I pop a Colonial Silver lozenger from My Doctor Suggests. My Doctor Suggests. And next thing you know, my voice makes a comeback every time. So thank God for My Doctor Suggests, because I've been sucking on their Colonial Silver lozenges on and off for the last hour and a half of the show, and my voice hangs in there. It's not perfect, but it hangs in there. It would be gone if it wasn't for My Doctor Suggests Silver lozenges. They're amazing, and they kill... historically, they've been used to kill bacteria, viruses, and yeast, and you suck on this lozenge and you let the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. These lozenges work, and now they've got an advanced silver formula. It's available in liquid, gel, or lozenge. I'm getting all three of them in the mail. They want me to use all this stuff. I've been using the lozenges for 3 years now, and it saved my voice. I've never missed a minute of radio, but now they're sending me the liquid and the gel. So forget My Doctor Suggests. Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868, 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggests.com/root and use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggests.com/root or 866-660-9868, toll-free anywhere in the United States.
Gracias, Wayne. I'm going to start speaking in Spanish. This is Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com, filling in for the great Wayne Allen Root today, and every Tuesday I take over this mic for him. And so happy to be here and speak to you all. You can tweet me at ReaganBabe, follow me on Instagram, same handle. Give me a like on Facebook, or check out my website, ReaganBabe.com, and that's where you will find one. And the website's going through some changes right now. It's going to be a daily news feed for you. That will be by the end of this week, and I will update you next week on those changes as well. But before we went to break, I was talking about a piece I had written already 2 years ago now as I was looking into the spike of tuberculosis cases. Tuberculosis here, tuberculosis there, tuberculosis everywhere. You know, there was a time when we had nearly eradicated tuberculosis until we had open borders under the Barack Obama administration, and we started changing our immigration policy, and many of you may not know this, but specifically when it came to immigration and how we want to set up visa programs, etc., the visa program was normally centered around what you would call English-speaking countries, I guess, right? Not third world countries, but English-speaking countries, civilized countries, not third world countries that don't have your basic necessities like running water and food or vaccines. And so because of the change in the demographics of how we were working within our immigration system, the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control, started seeing a spike in tuberculosis specifically within refugee settlements. And I don't mean refugee settlement camps abroad. I mean refugee settlement camps here, like in Minnesota, Indiana, Texas, Florida, and California, and New York. For the first time in nearly three decades, tuberculosis cases have spiked in the U.S., and TB has now surpassed AIDS as the leading cause of death worldwide. According to the CDC, tuberculosis prevalent in only 4% of the U.S. population is making a deadly encore in states across the U.S. Over 50% of the active TB cases in the U.S. are found in just four states that also have the highest number of foreign-born people: New York, Florida, California, and Texas. However, in Minnesota, which is the jihadi recruiting ground, Ilhan Omar, that's how she got elected, it's reported that 22% of resettled quote-unquote refugees have tuberculosis. And Indiana is also reporting a rise in TB cases across campuses and communities. According to the Washington Post, after two decades of declining incidence, progress towards TB elimination in the United States appears to have stalled. The causes are unclear.
And the data needs further evaluation if the reasons behind the trend are to be identified. Really? The causes are unclear, and the reasons behind the trend are can't be identified? The report continues. 29 states and the District of Columbia each had more cases in 2015 than 14, raising questions but no definitive answers about a possible resurgence of one of the world's deadliest diseases. So when you look down into the CDC report, and actually these emails were uncovered through a FOIA request by Judicial Watch because we were going to be kept in the dark as American citizens because they didn't want to, you know, make sure that there was perceived or outward discrimination by stigmatizing TB. Oh, I'm not kidding you. The quote says, according to the Minneapolis Star Tribune, and in the words of a public health official by the name of Dr. Jeffrey Stark, a pediatric tuberculosis physician and a member of the Federal Advisory Council for the Elimination of Tuberculosis, because TB hits some ethnic and racial groups harder than others, TB patients can face discrimination and social isolation. Yeah, I would socially isolate them. I would quarantine them. And I certainly wouldn't allow them into my country. Public health officials worry about finding ways to target high-risk populations with TB education and treatment without stigmatizing those groups. Jeffrey Stark says, given the stigmatization of TB, our ability to do targeted interactions is limited. We've got to find a non-pejorative way to do it so others don't perceive discrimination. So they're worried about political correctness. But they're not so worried about the deadly outbreak of tuberculosis. Welcome to the left. Welcome to the Democrat Party. Judicial Watch had to sue the CDC to uncover the truth. According to records obtained in the lawsuit, the CDC sent an email in June 2014 instructing his colleagues, this would be Alaric C. Denton, instructing his colleagues to prepare for a potential crisis. Denton wrote, "We might as well plan on many of our kids having TB. Most of these kids, meaning the refugees, are not immunized, so we need to make sure all of our staff are immunized. So tuberculosis for him, or tuberculosis for me, but not for thee," is basically what it boils down to, because the CDC was so concerned about political correctness and perceived pejorative potential discrimination. So now that we have open borders, because that's exactly what we have, we've been operating with open borders since 2008 at least, we have all these illegals crossing our country, hundreds of thousands that we've caught, probably hundreds of thousands that we haven't caught, that disappear into the shadows with all these diseases, and all their non-English speaking kids, so we can pay for that too. And then we look over at New York, and I've got to back up just one second. When I was growing up, when I was a baby, I got my vaccinations. I think I got 3 or 4. And so I don't know when it started because I don't have kids, but I'm not sure. I've been talking to, you know, a lot of people my age that do have kids, some younger people that do have kids, and there are these there's like 30 vaccinations. Excuse me, 30? Do you think that's overkill? I mean, you really just, I mean, when I was growing up, we needed chickenpox, rubella. Is that the mumps? It's the mumps. So chickenpox, the mumps, rubella, and I think there was another one. I think it was TB. I don't remember. But I had like 3 or 4 at the most. And I still have a little scar to prove it. But 30? So we go over to New York, and there is a huge measles outbreak, if I can find the down here. No, well, maybe not. Maybe we won't go to New York because I can't find the, I've got like 80,000 papers in front of me, but there is an outbreak of measles in New York, and now they are the governor, as well as the mayor, wants mandatory vaccinations of the measles vaccine because of the measles outbreak. And according to the report, the measles outbreak is centered in the Jewish Hasidic community. But folks, I mean, you can't be anti-vax, right? You need some sort of defense. I wouldn't recommend getting the flu shot. That is the biggest, I think, con job ever. But you got to get something, especially because we have open borders. And we have all these people flooding into our country, and the left will say, well, we catch it when they, you know, cross our border. We catch it at the border. You're not catching anything at the border. You're not even catching people at the border. How are you supposed to catch third world diseases at the border? And let me just tell you how much the treatment of TB costs, because this will blow your mind. Let's see. So the most serious and most difficult to treat form of TB is the multi-drug-resistant TB. Right? TB responsiveness to the first line of prescription costs per patient $17,000. Get your wallets out, folks, because you know that the illegal migrants, as they like to call them, aren't paying for it. The TB cost per patient on the MDR, multi-drug-resistant TB, that's $134,000 per patient and costs 2 years to treat. And then the extreme case of TB, which is the extreme MDR, is $430,000 and takes 3 years to treat. So this is the price of open borders. And I can't find a Democrat yet that can defend it by not just saying, well, it's just not who we are. You know, if we turn away these people, it's just not who we are. Well, I don't want to be a population full of tuberculosis. And I certainly don't want to be a population that is paying for the treatment of tuberculosis. And I certainly don't want to be a country that has 120 different languages spoken in the Nashville School District. And I'm sure that's spiked. But that's who we are. And it's going to get worse if we don't close the border. Well, we got to close this show down just for a couple minutes. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. This is Megan Barth with ReaganBabe.com, and we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fordham also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fordham is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FordhamResources.com. That's Fordham, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Today, business happens here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at USPS.com/future.
The tradition, the suspense, the race. Here's your chance to experience the Kentucky Derby firsthand. Rocket Mortgage is giving away 20 VIP trips to Churchill Downs to witness the Kentucky Derby. And one lucky winner will receive $250,000 toward a new home or pay off their mortgage. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com.
No purchase necessary. 21 years or older. Ends on April 7, 2019. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon? Hiking to the top of a mountain? Or maybe surfing? What if I told you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57, and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
War now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root here, back again. Megan, have we got you on the mic? Megan, try it.
No. I got you.
I don't know why you have no mic. Have you plugged in? Here, come use my mic, Megan. It's okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
You can use my mic. It's fine. It's fine.
Hi, I feel like we're a duet.
So welcome back to the show. You can hear everybody now, obviously, right, Chris?
Can we sing like Islands in the Stream or something?
So tell me the hot news stories. I've been working out. I'm standing here sweating, working out like crazy in the gym.
Woo.
Oh, thank you very much. I'm the person that Alexander Cortez is going to have to kill, right? Because I'm creating climate change, a global warming.
Okay, so what I've been doing for the last 2 weeks is starting out with illegal immigration because I think illegal immigration is going to be the number one issue of the 2020 campaign, and it should because it's bankrupting our schools, it's bankrupting our communities, it's bankrupting our hospitals. I just went back to a piece I had written on the viral and deadly diseases of illegal immigration. Do you know that over 120 different languages are spoken in the Nashville Metro School District? 120.
Well, I'm sure Vegas is no different, and I just saw the article out today that a border agent says that there were more than 50 languages of people caught trying to get over the border. So, I mean, our country's being invaded from everywhere in the world. It isn't like we're being conquered by Mexico. We're being conquered by every country in the world, thanks to the Democratic Party that has no problem with open borders, illegal immigration, sanctuary cities, abolishing ICE, and 1,000 other reasons why you got to vote Republican in 2020 or it's the end of the world. You know, so what does Cortez say? The world will end in 12 years. And Beto said yesterday the world will end in 10 years.
Oh.
The reality is the world will end in 2 years. If we don't win in 2020, life as we know it is over.
Well, and the thing is that the Democrats don't have to fire a shot to institute socialism in order to take over capitalism. In order to institute socialism, they just have to open the borders. And that's exactly what they're doing. They're overwhelming the system through these series of crises. 50 different languages were caught at the southern border. Even Obama, though, I actually agreed with Obama, Wayne. I don't think you heard this. Is that Obama said that those who are against illegal immigration and those who want immigrants to speak English aren't racist. Did you hear that?
Yeah, well, they're not racist.
No, illegal immigration isn't a race, but you have to like say it, I guess, as long as it comes from the Messiah, the spy in chief, the agitator in chief, then maybe the Democrats will believe it.
No, but why do you think he said that? Look, Obama is exactly, what did that football coach, Dennis Green? They are what we said they were. They are what they said we are. That's Obama. Obama is the biggest lying stealth communist in the history of the world. And he says one thing and does another. Everything he says is meant to make you believe. Believe he's normal, he's moderate, he's a capitalist, the Democratic Party is normal, and he understands, he's a smart guy. Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib, and Ocasio-Cortez are destroying the Democratic Party. Maxine Waters, destroying the Democratic Party. By admitting you're a commie, by admitting you're a socialist radical who hates America and wants reparations, you're turning off middle America and you can never be elected, and only Obama ever understood that. He is the most radical, extreme communist in history to ever act like a nice, smiling, wonderful, clean-cut moderate, and that's how he got his way and got 8 years in office and did so much destruction to America slowly and carefully and subtly in the shadows, never really or rarely jumping out of the shadows except for an occasional executive order which illegalized every illegal, every dreamer. But other than that, he never came out of the shadows. That's brilliant. That's the smartest chess strategy. He's as smart as Trump. He's the only one that was ever as smart as Trump, and that's why I've said and continue to say, I gave a speech last night at the Siena Conservatives Club, the Siena New York Club, I continue to believe that Obama is the orchestrator of everything bad going on in America today. He's got his little White House down the street from the real White House. He's got the wall around it, because of course walls are terrible. He's got a wall around it, just like Harry Reid lives in Anthem Country Club, surrounded by walls, and Nancy Pelosi has walls. I'm telling you, Obama is the orchestra leader who's in charge of everything. He's the band leader, the orchestra leader, the circus master, and everything bad happening in America is being orchestrated by him. The only thing he doesn't like is he doesn't like it when a Democrat actually admits that they're a communist. And so he doesn't like the Bernie Sanders. That's why he wanted Hillary to beat Bernie. Bernie can't win. You can't win with the beliefs of Bernie. He knows that, Obama. You can only win if you lie and contort like Obama and make believe you're a nice guy and you're a moderate.
I think Bernie just admitted he's a millionaire. And, you know, he hasn't released his tax returns either. But Obama did much more than just destroy our borders and divide this country. He was in charge of Spygate. And listening to the Barr testimony today, Bill Barr, that would be the new attorney general, he said that there is not a special counsel, but the IG, the inspector general.
That's Horowitz. Michael Horowitz.
Michael Horowitz is going to or has opened an investigation into the FISA abuse or alleged FISA abuse under the last administration. And the culmination of that investigation should be known, or at least should end sometime in like May or June of this year. So we're going to find out a lot more about how Obama abused his power.
We will, but I want everyone to understand, even though Horowitz has seemed fairly decent, this guy, Michael Horowitz, the inspector general, you know, he's released some things that are reasonably honest about the Democrats. Always remember, he was appointed by Obama. I don't trust these people. Nobody appointed by Obama could be good. It's just not possible. Maybe he could be slightly fair. I mean, it's possible, but I just, in the end, don't believe that he's gonna hand down something that will turn into indictments.
But why is an Obama appointee still in this Trump administration? This is what I don't understand about
it. It's filled with Obama appointees.
And why couldn't he just fire them all?
I don't know. He came to Washington with nobody. He's all alone. He's all by himself.
Oh, yeah.
It's not that easy. It's not that, hey, let me pick up the phone and call the press.
You're fired.
Just not that easy. But they should all be fired. I'm with you. Believe me. I don't know. He should hire Wayne Root and Megan Barr.
There you go.
Could not do worse than the people he's got there now. All right. Wayne Allyn Root, Warren Allyn. I like it on the radio. I'm not going anywhere. We'll be right back. We'll have the actual golf coach, the Hall of Fame golf coach of UNLV. We'll be right back.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.